Joining me now is New Zealand Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Chris Hipkins. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
What will you do differently from Jacinda Ardern?
Well, that's a rather big question. I mean, we're quite different people, so you know, we have a different style and a different approach. But I think, you know, I like to think that I'm a pretty down-to-earth kind of guy, and New Zealanders will, I think, know what to expect.
Yeah. You arrived at Waitangi with a message to Kiwis that they have nothing to fear. So what did they have to fear in the first place?
Look, I think there's, when it comes to debates around the treaty, I think there's a lot of just confusion, a lot of misinformation, a lot of just uncertainty. And I think people, in that kind of environment, people fear the unknown. And really, when I reflect on the history of the treaty, particularly the contemporary history, the recent history, the history during my lifetime, actually we've made progress, and there hasn't been anything to fear, and the fears that people might have had haven't actually come to fruition. So I think that this journey that we are on together of resolving and reconciling past injustices, and actually, you know, plotting a course for the future that allows New Zealanders all to prosper, I don't think anyone should be scared of that.
We're here in Te Tai Tokero, the home of Ngāpuhi, and Ngāpuhi is the largest tribe in Aotearoa. Does biggest tribe mean biggest settlement in terms of money?
Oh, look, I've managed to steer clear of all debate around particular treaty settlements this week while I've been here in Waitangi, and I think that that's appropriate. There is a treaty negotiations process, and that's led by my good friend and colleague, Minister Little. But of course, Ngāpuhi is one of the more complicated settlements, and so it'll take as long as it takes.
Te reo Māori and the government's ambitious goal of 1 million Māori language speakers by 2040. Do you commit?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've made a lot of progress in our education system about making sure that all of our young people have the opportunity, the choice to learn Te Reo Māori. It was something that wasn't really available to me when I was at school, but I see my own children having that opportunity, and I think that's so exciting.
Do you personally commit to speaking Te Reo Māori?
I have made that commitment. I made that commitment a couple of weeks ago at Ratana, and I haven't actually had time to really have any lessons since then. But it is a goal of mine. And, you know, it won't happen overnight. I've kind of taken on this fairly pressured job where there'll be a whole lot of other things to do. But I hope that each year when I come back, people will see an improvement.
Ka mihi a hau ki a koe. Tēnā koe, te Prime Minister.
Kia ora.